Hello, and surprise, you get a little pre-roll before show 145. Yes, this is show 145, a little special episode, because Matt, Susie, and I went up to Denton for the Dufort Showcase at 35 Denton 2016. Now, my original idea was to split this episode in half. I was going to do the first half, 35 Denton, and then the second half, Henry the Archer, who are our guests this week. But I knew with them coming in that we'd probably end up going extremely long because there will be talk of vibrators and dildos and other weird torture devices that Richard enjoys. And it only made sense to make this a standalone episode. So what you're going to hear is our night at the Abbey Underground interviewing Shaolin Death Squad, Convoy and the Cattlemen, Mountain of Smoke, the Raven Charter, and In Memory of Man, basically in that order. And you're going to hear a song from each. Now, this is a live recording using our Zoom 6. We weren't set up in an optimal position to get the perfect sound quality out of the room, but it works, and you know, you can hear what these bands sounded like. But all in all, it was a phenomenal night. We had a blast, and without further ado, let's just get into this. And I hope you enjoyed the episode. I'll be back at the end.
This episode of the Jerry Jonestown Massacre is brought to you by Amazon, Stamps.com, See's Candies, Rouge Designs, and Plastic Objects.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
I just start yelling live at the Temple of Eye, the top of my lungs. Live from the Temple of Eye. No, we're not at the Temple of Eye. Live from the Abbey Underground. Boner. 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 I haven't drank in a while, so there's going to be a lot of crazy stuff. Dustin forced me to break my sobriety. I haven't actually been sober, though. Yeah, I was being sober, but tonight I decided to take the night off because there might be an after party. And Dustin made me drink. I don't know. I didn't ask. Something like that. There's plenty of sex with myself. Uh-huh. And look, it's right next to Naylor and under Denton. We're somewhere in between Denton and Naylor. No, I haven't. I'm not a good picture guy. I'm not a good picture guy. Usually me doing pictures just ends up me taking pictures of my dick. So, usually when I am in charge of taking pictures, I just take pictures of my penis. And then I zoom it out, like, and then capture that screen and then send it out like it's my dong. Yeah. No. Yeah. Oh, we have our first guest, ladies and gentlemen. Our first guest.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Yeah.
I get around.
Are you just straight dabbing it tonight?
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Or you got some flour?
All dab all the time. No,
that
no,
puts me
I'm
in the
kidding.
Afterlife.
I'm kidding, dude. There's no way.
Yeah.
No.
I'll get some flour from you later.
All right, man. You hit me up.
Because dabs, I'll start looking at my palm in front of the stage.
Yeah.
You'll be like, Stubbs, get out.
I mean,
get
you're
out
good,
of the way, dude.
You're good for like a two-hour nap.
Yeah.
At least I am.
Like the spirit molecule? You think I find the spirit molecule?
It's a great documentary.
It is. The one with Rogan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rogan's in
have
it.
Have you seen that yet?
It was for the longest time.
I watched it on YouTube.
I don't know if it still is.
I was hoping there would be more Alex Gray.
I saw it at Alex Gray's Imaginarium, Superparian,
the church
Jerian,
up in New York?
Something. No, it was some festival that he came through. It was a fundraiser for the church,
yeah.
But it was this one day he had bands and he had like a whole bunch of exhibits and weird, you know, it was just like a raver fest essentially. My girlfriend took me. She was like, I really want to go
to
this.
That's awesome.
And they showed
Did
that
you meet
documentary
him?
There. No, but I listened to him speak and try to get us to give him money for his church.
Yeah, that's the only thing about it. Yeah, he's got some weird
It's called
spiritual.
An Entheon, and it's in upstate New York. It's not a church. I think he's trying to get it tax exempt or whatever, but it's essentially just like a giant museum with all his work where you can go and...
Yeah, they like celebrate the solstice
and
all that. The change and
it's a secular
religionist. Hello? No, he's
I think it's crazier than that.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's pretty out there stuff.
What is that? What's that church? That weird church out in California that Manson was kind of into? What do they call it?
Have you heard that? Have you heard his music, though?
Who, Alex Gray?
Manson? You can go on YouTube and listen to some of his songs. It's pretty... No. No. Charles Manson, he's actually got... He's pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
It's
well,
really
he
creepy.
Was back in the day, too.
It's weird, man.
The only thing about the spirit molecule is I was pissed that there was only, like one little section of Alex Gray. Like, they edited everything out. Like, I'm sure he spoke a lot, but they edited... he probably went too... is what I'm thinking.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He does hallucinogens. You can tell.
Him and his wife met... The first they both met when they were tripping balls on acid back 30 years ago or something, and I'm sure they still partake.
Oh no, we got our second guest.
Yeah, it is amazing. Hello,
Sober Andrew. Yeah. So you play Andrew plays bass for Jesse Fry sometimes. But you're not playing bass tonight, are you? I'm playing largemouth. Okay, yeah. 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 You need to do that the whole show. Like, don't do any vocals tonight. Just do that. Clock, click, and clock, and... Up. Yeah, so I think that'd be great. It's like the sounds of stirring macaroni and cheese. Yeah, I couldn't name any. Are you a member of his church? Yes. Have you ever fish raped with him?
Yes. Hey-o.
Yeah, sweet. Whoa, it's Alex Gray.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Why are we talking about Alex Gray at the...
I thought you brought him up. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I did the spirit molecule. That's right. Because I was talking about smoking or hitting some dabs. And I was like, I'll be in the spirit world if I do that.
There we go. Figured out how we got lost in the woods.
That's what we said at St. Patty's. Or no, it was Mardi Gras. Remember, we did this. And we're like, man, we should do this every time we want to hang out. Because then we won't have to fucking deal with anyone else. Yeah. You say, I got to, hey, Andrew, I have a boner. See, that's not weird because we're just, yeah. Yeah, but no one out there knows that I'm weirdo and have a boner. I'll do it like I did in the seventh grade, and I'll go like this. I'll be like, yeah, I'll be like this when I walk up there. Like I did in the seventh grade. Yeah. Like I took, when I was in junior high, I took really long swims. Like I wouldn't get out. I wouldn't get out of the pool. I was like, no. Nah.
Bragging montage.
You guys, go ahead. I'm going for a marathon swim just because of the lifeguard. Yeah, yeah. Kind of just look like all grimacing, like up against it. And then every once in a while, I'd lose control. And start. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you were on the other jet. We were pool Eskimo brothers. We were all high-fiving each other. Like, yeah. Austin, that's... Look at that weird white, creamy snot. What is that? And I started playing with it. I don't know. No, not these days. No, maybe back then. But now it'd be like a... You know how you did it? It'd be like... Whoop. Like I'd be... It'd be a minute. Meep. Meep. It'd be this. Andrew, it'd be this. All right, so Anthony, you ready to play show? What are you guys going on? Y'all are going on third?
Yeah. I'm excited, man. We used to play here all the fucking time back in the day, and it's been a while. It's been a couple of years, so it's nice. It's Brooks, actually. He has another one, too, that he's using for when they play, but he's letting everybody else just use the one. Yeah. I believe so. Yeah, well, I'll be using mine for sure. I'll probably just leave that one there, though, and just put it on top or something.
Yeah? You should have.
Oh, that would have been awesome.
So, that'd Raven Charter awesome. Goes on third.
Beyonce.
So, you won't be too fucked up.
No.
This man here goes on last. This is Andrew from Shaolin Death Squad. You just outed his brother. And you forgot the shots. And the mound to blow. Yeah, you should. He'll do fine.
Nah, he's got it.
Yeah. And if you hear one sour note, just stop everything like Mike Patton style and just be like and just stare at him.
Oh no.
Oh, I thought you were going another direction.
Yeah,
with
I did
the
too.
White.
I was like, wait, don't do that.
The Philip. Yeah, too soon. That's why he called an audible. He realized he said Phil and Somno, and then, like, he was going to say the joke, and then he pulled an audible and did the, wait a minute, turn the house lights on. Sorry. Why? Okay, I got a question for Shaolin Death Squad. I got a boner question for Shaolin Death Squad. Okay, Slipknot wouldn't let, like, when I worked at Clear Channel, every time we did anything with Slipknot, they had to if pictures were taken, they had their hats down and stuff, like they, or the mask on and stuff. You don't prescribe to that, do you?
No.
I think you should. I think the rest of the night, anytime someone looks at you, you need to wear a hat and just pull it down over your face and be like, no. How long does that take? Really?
A second.
Yeah. No, that's Jesse Fry. A long time ago, I used to paint my face. And then I was like, it's too much trouble.
I used to be like,
yeah.
And just get all over the place.
Yeah.
You guys got any palm olive? I could take, degrease my face.
Do you have any?
Then I was like,
did you? And you get pulled over and like, oh, I can explain this, officer.
Yes.
What's It's beauty.
It's awesome.
Anyway, so
it's beauty.
Next door to Rec Room, there was 7-Eleven. Yes. And so I went into 7-Eleven. It was like 2:30 in the morning. I just had all this white, like, kind of smeared red.
Yeah.
You guys got any powdered donuts?
Did they call the cops?
No. I stopped the fear.
Have you? That reminds me of Baskets. That new. Have y'all been watching that?
Baskets.
The what's his name? The guy. Zach. Yeah, Zach Galifianakis. Manakanakanakis. It's more just him being him. I would never recommend it to someone, but it's good. It's a good watch. Like,
what's it on?
It's on FX.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. FXX.
I think. What is OJ on? It's on the same channel as OJ, I think. Isn't it?
Naked Gun 44 and a fourth.
The filler? Yes.
Oh, there he is. I was like, where is yeah. G-Money.
Well, let's wrap this up so I can go get another beer. It's been fun, gentlemen.
Yay.
Have a good show.
Hey, guys.
Come
love
back
you.
Anytime you want. Bring
Happy
your,
Friday.
That's a lot of bass right there. That's a lot of bass. Bass boner.
Bass.
Please, no pictures. No pictures. What's funny is last time there was a dude that was actually taking pictures of this. Two people at once. Yeah. Before I was drunk.
Yes.
Oh shit. We do one of. I can take my shit off if you want. It's up to you. All right, cool.
Let's do it. All right, hold on. Yeah, I like it when you run things. What do y'all? We got.
There we go.
Me, more me, more me. Turn me up. What? Oh, sorry. It's all about me. As long as everybody can hear me. You're like, I can hear you. Shut the hell up. All right, that's too much. Take me down. All right, yeah. Press record. Oh, we're going? Guys, Convoy and Cattlemen. Absolutely great set. I'm going to ask. We know one of you. Sheridan, we know you. You came in with Gorilla. Awesome set. Are you sweaty? So you sure? Yeah? All right, introduce yourself starting with you, sir.
Hey.
The singer.
Yes. Tyler, man. You can call me Convoy, too.
See, he told me your name was Convoy, too, and I was like, no, that's not his real name. And they're like, no, that's what everybody calls him. I was like, no, I'm not going to call him Convoy. I'm going to sound like a jackass.
You call me either one, man. I'm fine with it.
Tyler, vocals, rhythm, play guitar, too. Yes. I mean, get fiddle. Introduce yourself, ma'am. Tambi Hyde. When did you get that nickname? Is that a Corilla nickname or a Convoy? So he's convoying your Tamla Hyde. Oh. Okay. Did you bring your drugs? Oh, jeez. All right. To my right, drummer, go ahead and introduce yourself. Awesome. Leches. Is that milk? Nice. I like that. All right, so this is the Jerry Jonestown Massacre show at the Do For It Records showcase at, is it 35 Denton? What are they calling it? Man, awesome set, dude.
Thank you, man.
How does it, first, I guess my number one question, you probably get this from everyone, is, Tyler, what is it like to be the only honky-tonk band on a label like Do For It?
It feels right in a weird way.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I'll, yeah, playing tonight, yeah, country band with all metal and throwing a thrash up. But man, that's what we do better in the punk clubs than we really do in the honky tonks.
Yeah,
man. You know, it's more of a it's the energy we're going for. That's
right.
What we like, but that's the country I like too. So.
Yeah, yeah. So you're from Arlington, right?
I'm from Arlington, Fort
Me
Worth.
Too.
Yeah.
Me yes. too. Arlington. I grew up in Arlington. I live in we live in Richmond Hills, North Richmond Hills,
oh, nice.
The Watauga area. So, you missed. You had one player that wasn't here.
Mm-hmm. Alex.
Alex is on tour with Still Bearing Hands
yep.
and stuff. Has there been any besides her missing him? Has there been anything that is like?
Oh, wait, man,
do you miss him or do you honestly glad he's gone?
What? Yes. Yeah, he's my BFF, man. Dude, I love him to death. But Alex is, when he's not doing Still Bearing Hand, HK, it's one of the things you got to get used to. Every player in this band is in, besides me, is in about three other bands that are all pretty badass. So,
right.
But no, it's nice to have him. It's less work on Toker. Toker freaks our fucking guitar player goes off a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah,
you know,
he gets to show off.
But it's also fun. It's fun hearing him throw down. He's a hell of a chicken picker, so.
Yeah, so everyone in your band are metalheads and punk rockers,
yes.
pretty much.
Yep.
But you make this beautiful Texas sound, and the Texas does come out. I have to ask you one more dorky question, Tyler. The chicks in the hot tub.
Talking about the HK album?
Did you land it? Like, did they come home with you? what happened?
I can only think you're talking about the HK record.
I am.
Which Alex fucked. Can we cuss on this? I can't.
Yeah,
okay,
fuck
yes.
yeah.
Alex fucked me. Butt fucked me on that. I was in a very dry mood that night, and he was at his stupid phone in his pocket, you know, fiddling with it. And anyway, yeah, no. That's I hope that doesn't come back to bite me. But yes, I was in the mood. I was in that night.
Well, I hope that you get some girls in the hot tub tonight.
Well, thank
tonight,
you,
dude.
Man. I appreciate it. Yeah.
I would think this
constitutes
coming back
to bite you. Sheridan, awesome. I saw you a year ago play the fiddle. You've progressed, I would say, tenfold since last time I saw you. Do you like fiddle or do you like bass better? What's going on here? Is it all just music and stupid? Yeah? Yeah? Have you ever fallen down while you've been playing the fiddle? Yeah? How does it feel to be the hottest woman on Dufort Records? Oh, that's what Dustin told me that. So, what's up, Leche, for as far as the y'all playing? What's the next shows and stuff? What do y'all got planned up?
I'll take this from here.
Tyler, you know what the next shows are. If you want to see Convoy and a Cattleman.
Wait until Alex gets back. We'll start with Stumpy's in Arlington, where we're from. We'll do a show there on April 1st, and then April 8th here in Adairs in Dallas will be the next two.
Adairs.
Yeah.
Awesome. My dad went to that venue.
That's a great venue.
Yeah. We're about to get kicked out of here. So rude. He's peeking our mics. Huh? I got one more question for Leche. When he shuts up, I'll ask him. We're getting interference from Brooks, Mountain of Smoke. Leche, you headbang the whole time like you're fucking in Nirvana while you play Convoy. It's awesome. Is that just natural, or did you see someone and you're like, you know what, I'm going to do that when I play in Convoy. I'm just slang it. You felt it. Yeah? So Brooks? Fucking Brooks. Tell him to shut the fuck up. Mountain of Smoke's blowing next. Damn you, Brooks. Damn you. All right, guys, I'll take this break now. Say awesome set.
Thank you.
Fucking rocked
you
out.
Much,
we want to have you in our.
You.
We've been trying to line it up to where y'all come and hang out with us and come visit the Temple of I. Open doors to y'all. Y'all make great music and we enjoyed watching you today. So, thank you. Goddamn Brooks. Stop. More me, please. Are we alive? So they hit the brown note because I keep tooting. Yeah, yeah. I want everybody to know they hit the brown note and then I'm tooting a lot.
I didn't know they had shirts.
Yeah. Do they? Because I want some. Is it the old the EP logo grayed out with black? Well, they should be joining us. Would you? You know what? Sorry for coughing on the mic, but you know what we should have done is rolled live or roll pink on the bands while they played a little bit. Oh, awesome! And here comes the man, Brooks, BJ. Here you go. So we got this little bit of time to talk to y'all because Raven Charter's going to come on. We got PJ and Brooks from the band Mountain of Smoke.
Hi.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm going to let Dustin lead this, but I have some questions, too, that I'll follow up with.
it's a little horse as well.
Yeah. You guys have been busy as fuck, dude.
Yeah, I don't know how to say no.
Yeah. Is that what's going on?
Yeah, basically. I'm sure BJ's mad at me.
Oh, no.
Brooks, how's the hockey career going?
Not good, but I got a game tomorrow. We'll see how it goes.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, I'm normally playing hungover.
Yeah. That's the way most people do, the hockey players that I know. Yeah. Because you just don't have the. You're like, I don't want to deal with this. Yeah.
Who told you about that?
Yeah.
No, not really.
I would say drums is enough for Mountain of Smoke. He beats the hell out of the drums.
Yeah.
So, Brooks, you didn't end the set with someone put something up my ass this time.
No. So, I honestly, on Saturday night, somebody put an ice cube in my
head. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that was at the Texas Theater. They're one of the sponsors today, tonight. How was that show? Let me ask you that first. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Oh, y'all got a check?
Or I don't mean that like they take care of bands, they treat you right, like they're good people all around.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right, yeah. That's right.
Y'all need that.
Those guys put on a kick-ass set of that Incubus cover band Halloween show.
Yeah,
that
I saw them.
That was awesome.
Yeah, they're a good band. Man, you guys are probably the most brutal of the bands tonight, I would say.
I had a convoy.
Yeah. How was that going on after them?
I
Uh-huh. They were just as stoked opening up, like, playing right before y'all, too. So it works out.
Yeah.
Do for it record show. Should. Y'all should talk. Yeah, Cowboys. Yeah, there you go. PJ, I got a question for you. When he takes off in the middle of sets and just goes out there, is it just old hat to you and you're just like, okay, he's doing it and just play along? Or what goes through your head when you do that?
I kind of enjoy it because I kind of can take a break from going hog wild because everybody's looking at him.
Yeah.
And I can kind of breathe for a second and not play so
it's like a breather
and out there. Yeah, yeah. It's a little breather for me when he goes out there.
Yeah, the Tommy Lee drum set, you know? We need to hook that up for you.
We had a show where there was some drummer wants a drum set up, like, over off stage. And I went to start playing drums while people were playing drums.
What?
Yeah, I didn't know
what. Was this a drunk set in Austin?
No, that was, I think that was 1990.
Yeah? Oh, yeah. Speaking of Austin, you are taking off this week, playing a couple shows down there. Or what's the Mountain of Smoke plan? Yeah. Yeah. Have you guys ever been on Rigs of Doom on Instagram?
Last year in the
Olympics. Oh, you were?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For a moment, we were really good. About 30 minutes a day.
Yeah. So y'all are writing new stuff right now, or what's...
Yeah.
So
yeah. It's like, if you gotta ask that, I don't know, man.
That's never a good sign, right, PJ?
Yeah, I know.
Yes. All is well. It was awesome. The band sounded great with Dodie in it. It was definitely not a problem sound wise. The biggest thing is it sounded like a different band.
Yeah.
We love that guy.
Yeah. So the All right, real quick, the Mountain of Smoke, the set you just played is pretty much based on profiles from Blade Runner. Is what you're writing doing that as well? Okay. Well, dude.
No, it's my idea. Yeah.
Well, man, I think we're about to get kicked out of here. It was an awesome set. Yeah. Mountain of Smoke, we love you. PJ,
good
Brooks, it was an awesome set. Y'all keep rocking. Come back in anytime when we end the Temple of I. Yeah. Okay. Hell yeah. We'll be right back. Raven Charter just played. Dustin's been drinking. About him touching you? Yeah. Well, he just found out that he's a part of the best band out of DFW in Denton ever, False Cobra. So he's a little giddy. I don't know. What's wrong with her? Susie.
Sorry.
Do you have any weed? Do you have any weed? Weed. Do you have any weed? Do you have weed? Ugh. I like how they're here just for me to see if they've scored drugs for us. Oh, okay. If that's how you want to be. If you want to be all Kanye and stuff. Or you can take the shortcut and lick one of the guys in the band's buddy holes. I just made that term up, a buddy hole. Yeah. We'll let you do Brooks. His buddy hole. What'd you think when he took his shirt off? Were you one of the people that was screaming? And he's like, oh, no, stop it. Would you believe he's a school teacher? Oh, you would? So we're here at 35 Denton, Dufort Showcase. We are the best podcast that's here right now. We're the highest paid. Dustin,
Dustin, did you see your woman, Jessie Fry? Was she pissed? Whoa. I didn't know that was going to come out, but was she pissed that I burned her friend with a cigarette? I burned her friend with a cigarette. The dude. The short guy? He was totally cool, but I'm always... You know what? You know what? I am the Denton Mafia. You remember a band called Steadfast? Steadfast will not be playing tonight. I hate the crowd that's here is because they think Steadfast is playing. Hell yes. Yes. What a state. No, it'd be, yeah. The bro bun, we'd dominate it. It's true. Everyone that knows the band knows the guys that are still pumped up about the band know it. Yeah, Creighton and Gorilla. No, he was actually playing on a badass rig. I was the only one that was playing on shit. Johnson had a Mesa Boogie. He had a triple rectifier. I played on a crate. I don't even know, man. Oh, the man, the myth. Daniel, are you with us?
How much beer has Matt had? Because I'm Brandon.
Daniel? Why do I always... Yeah, you didn't want to go there, but I did, and I'm the jackass. Yeah. For 2 months. 2 months.
Oh, I've been there. I did 18 months.
And Beto won?
No.
Well, man, you played a great set. We can go ahead and start without your brother.
Fuck the other guys.
Dude, so tell us about the Nailer.
It's awesome.
Did you like it? Did you play on it?
I did.
You hammered it.
Yeah. And, you know, I was considering switching out the heads, but the second I hit the first chord, I was like, well, shit, this will work.
Yeah?
This will work.
So.
I don't even know what that means. Because we use Nailer all over the album. At least I did. I don't know what Daniel did.
Yeah, you told us that.
I used the shit out of Nailer.
So, Daniel, when you were in the... I think I am. Daniel, when you were first the brother of Samson in the Bible...
Yes. I remember that.
No. So, the Nailer... You played on Nailer... Oh... You know
hey,
what?
It's actually
Brandon. It's Brandon.
Grab a headset and a microphone.
Yeah.
Come over here.
We'll do you.
We'll get tangled. Come over here. Will the real Daniel Baskin please stand up?
So Brandon, how's it? How?
We switched roles because Matt's drunk. So I'm Daniel. You're Brandon.
So Brandon. So how did you like the Nailer? Oh, shit. I should have watched the show. Well, it was typical Raven Charter fashion. You rocked the fucking stage. Killed it.
No. I'm B-Squad Axe FX. Yeah, Matt Jones has threatened our life, and he's big. He's big. I'm not either.
You're using the Line 6 pedal.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah? You did. I just got a tone bone.
Yeah.
Man, so what's on the radar for Raven Charter after this big Denton Fest? What do y'all got going on? Three weeks.
Yeah, we're almost done.
Yeah? Nice. Are you being serious with it? You just
we are being serious.
Right? Concept? Nice. You're going to give us a hint on what the concept is?
We don't know.
Don't know?
We're debating. Well, we're discussing. We're not debating.
Dude, Donald Trump. That seems to be the catchphrase lately is Donald Trump.
But it'll date us.
Yeah, true. That would date you. There you go.
Timeless. Deep and timeless.
But didn't Death Clock do that? Yeah.
That's right.
So that could be your concept is delete.
But we already did reset. Isn't that kind of...
Oh, that's right. Yeah. And then after that, you could do reboot.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure...
Somewhere.
In Denton? Oh, nice. All right. Right on. Did you know the Queers are playing tonight at Three Links? Yeah. Sheridan told me that. I was like, where are you off to? She's like, I got to see the Queers. And I was like, where are they playing? Is it up here? No, they're playing, I guess they're down here for South By, and they're playing Three Links. I would too. Yes? Are you talking to me, Daniel?
Or is hair getting stuck in our hands or...
Yeah. It seems like his hair would get stuck on everything.
It does.
How much money have y'all offered Sosa to cut his fucking hair?
He wouldn't take any amount of money to do it.
It wouldn't?
No. Yeah.
To see Sosa's hair?
Yeah, it's the seventh member.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Oh, here we go. Here comes Garrett. Should I give him my mic? Okay. He's got to hug chicks. How many chicks have y'all hugged tonight?
Who knows?
You guys, please never get married. Y'all are my... I live vicariously through all y'all. Oh. Hey! Garrett is here. Oh. Daniel, later.
Why? You gotta come around.
Fake Garrett. We're going to start a brotherly fight.
It won't happen.
When's the last time y'all came to Fisticuffs?
Probably when I was 11, he was 9.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. That's awesome.
I don't know.
So, okay, Garrett, I got to ask you, fake Garrett, when did you get 9 octaves on your voice? So you're like, I'm going 9. You did it. You did it. And it was in key, too. I was impressed. It was in J sharp. Or G sharp. There you go. There you go. Yeah. You knew he had to get... You know, they were up here earlier. Yeah, they were up by 35. Yeah, they talked shit about us. They said we were pussies. Yeah. It was because we don't know everything about every music album ever released and movie title. So. I want to start a fight with them. I want to start a fight with Corby and Danny. Like, I want to... yeah, exactly. And I love that. I want to start a fight with both of them. Like, I want someone to approach Corby and be like, you know those guys in that stupid podcast, Jerry Jonestown Massacre? They want to beat your ass. Who, them? Oh, I bet there is 0% chance that they know about our podcast. Or, yeah. Oh, they do? Corby? Oh, well, he had a podcast and they, oh, yeah? Just banter, yeah. Yeah, so.
That's right.
Gary, you said that's staying. You're going to come out here tomorrow, too, right? Yeah. What band are you going to see tomorrow? What are you looking forward to tomorrow? Are you just going to hang out? There you go. Yeah. Yeah. Well. Yeah. I banned friends. So the next big Raven Charter show, either one of you guys know? Where's it at? Where's it doing? So, yeah.
He's joking.
All right.
No, you can fix it in post.
If it's bullshit, we'll
fix it in post.
Actually, you know what? We won't edit it. We'll probably play this anyway, but that's what we heard Tuesday, but it sounds like you guys need to talk to your management a little bit. Yeah, exactly. Gentlemen, you guys were awesome. It sounds like we're about to get kicked out of here. Brandon, Daniel, Brandon, John, good to see you. Yeah.
Later, Mike and Dan.
It was a typical Raven Charter set. You guys rocked it. I love me some Raven Charter.
Fire in the town, fire in the trail. Fire in my head!
Boner. We got the guys from In Memory of Man. In Memory of Man. Yeah, where'd his... Here we go.
All right, there we go.
There we go. What's up?
It's fucking loud in here.
We got the guys from In Memory of Man. For the people that don't know you, go ahead and introduce yourself.
This is Alex. Hello.
Vocals,
yes.
Chad, guitar, stage right.
Yeah.
How's it going, boys? It's been a long time, man.
A little bit.
Yeah?
Shit.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys, I didn't notice how low-tuned you were until this time around. Like, last time I saw y'all, I didn't remember that, but... Yeah?
Oh.
So it was a purpose then. Like, y'all have directionally changed to a lower tune, kind of darker sound then, right? Yeah. It's fucking good, man. Perfectly. Yeah, you two guys were on fire the whole set. It was awesome.
Nice, thank you. Yeah,
that's how you make most of your money.
Pretty much me and this dude have been doing it from way back, like at least the 90s there.
But it's cool to see. It's cool to see you guys up there because it's like something triggers and you guys fucking tap into something that's like, hey, it's time to party up here. Yeah. Very well, so... It's good. How'd you like the Nailer? I know. Yeah. Yeah.
Because you want one. Want one, yeah.
I haven't heard a guitarist yet come down here and tell us that shit sucked. Yeah, with Nailer.
Yeah, it's pretty damn good. Oh, yes. It's... A little bit.
And there were some pictures, too, posted. which is awesome. Yeah. Oh, sweet.
I was going to say, just flat line. I'm like, I saw like a little bit of the proof the other day, and it's awesome.
Let me ask you guys this. Is the van just for the video, or do y'all really cruise around in that van?
That's his van. That's actually
his
van.
Is that van out
in
the parking lot? Was there? Oh, okay. But that seriously is y'all's little band van. I see it on Instagram. Every time y'all post a picture, I'm like, oh, gosh.
The van.
Yeah.
The van is badass. The van is badass.
If anything, I give y'all the band van of the night. Y'all's is the baddest ass. By far.
Of the night.
Huh?
I think we'd win that shit, you know.
What about the A-Team, B.A. Baracus' van?
I mean, the guy driving has
theirs
a mascot,
is better.
So.
Y'all's is there with anyone.
Oh, I knew he was going to throw me under the bus. Not literally.
Two teams.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
What the fuck?
I feel.
He's telling stories. I have two more songs to freaking.
Hey, are you guys still jamming out at Cosmic? Because we're desperately trying to move in there. And if you know any bands that need, like, cool dudes, bro bands out there that needs roommates, toss me and Dustin's Damon out there.
Are you talking?
We're thinking about it. Yeah. The ideal situation will be to get two bands in one rehearsal studio and then move the show in there.
Oh, that's
that would be ideal.
That would be ideal. We could drop by anytime we wanted. And just fuck with
when
you
do y'all
guys.
Usually jam? Oh, damn it.
What we could do is
y'all jam and the Methinks jam, and then we hang out like on a Tuesday or Wednesday night.
Yes.
That'd be badass. Yeah,
I don't understand why the smoke didn't go off.
There was a lot. I thought there was a lot.
I even called for it on stage. I was like, hey.
Yeah. Y'all get half of the smoke machine.
You know, I just like to say that if the smoke didn't go off, it's because we didn't need it. That's what it is.
Oh yeah. Okay. Obviously. Someone's tongue's got to hit a taint before we start really setting off the smoke, right? Yeah.
Wow. It is
awesome.
Loud.
In memory of man. Awesome time. Awesome set.
We'll be back, man. We missed you guys.
Yeah. Let's party afterwards. I don't know if there is one, but we're trying. Wasn't last year there a after party? Oh, okay.
I know. They're very loud. Yes. Absolutely.
Hell yeah. Fucking in memory of
man.
Do four records, let's hear all the bands tonight. Convoy and the Cattlemen. Mountain of Smoke. The Raven Charter. We go way back with them, man, shit. In memory of man who was on this before us, rocking the house. All this wouldn't be possible with a couple of sponsors over there. We got Charlie's Guitars in Dallas. Texas Theater, and you guys been out to Texas Theater? Naylor Amps. Dave Naylor was very gracious to let us use some of the stuff that he made. And the Jerry Jonestown Massacre back there, the podcast. And our boys. This song's called Farewell. Thank you.
will treat you better, suit you better. Farewell, let's raise our cups and suck blue once again. Farewell, we'll miss you, darling, since we've been
Well, that was it. That is the Dufort Showcase at 35 Denton, 2016. We didn't really have a lot of time with each band because the setup times were really, really short. But hopefully we get to have all these boys in again. Highly looking forward to having Convoy and the Cattlemen in finally. It's going to be a good time. I gotta say, it was a fantastic evening hanging out with our Dufort friends and family. I had an absolute blast. I think Matt and I rolled in about 4 a.m. from this show. Of course, give 45 minutes to an hour for the drive home from Denton. But to everyone involved, congrats. It was a job well done, and we hope to see you all again next year. So, be looking for a second episode this week that will be Henry the Archer joining myself in the studio as Matt has explosive diarrhea. Until then, see you later. Bye.